This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Two of the world's largest asset managers, BlackRock and Vanguard, are strongly considering a public rebuke to ExxonMobil over climate change at the company's annual meeting, according to people familiar with the matter. Republican author of a bill to roll back Obama-era financial regulations has agreed to remove a controversial provision concerning debit card swipe fees that have divided GOP lawmakers and threatened to derail passage of the sweeping legislation giving retailers and the rest of us a victory over banks. Federal appeals court refused to reinstate President Trump's revised travel ban, saying it drips with religious intolerance, animus, and discrimination. AG Sessions says he will take it to the Supreme Court. FBI investigators are focusing on meetings held by Kushner. Jared Kushner, President Trump's son-in-law and an influential White House advisor, is part of their probe into Russian meddling in the 2016 election and related matters, according to people familiar with the investigation. Kushner held meetings in December with a Russian ambassador and a banker from Moscow. American Booksellers Association counted 1,775 members nationally in 2016, compared to only 1,410 in 2010. Trump's message to NATO, pay up, saying 23 of 28 countries owe money. Budget proposal would end national service programs like AmeriCorps and Vista and cut back the Peace Corps by 15%. General Motors has now been sued for rigging its software program on its heavy-duty pickup trucks to cheat on diesel emissions tests. Penalty enhancements of any incident involving police have passed this year in Arizona, Arkansas, Georgia, Kansas, Kentucky, Mississippi, Missouri, Nevada, North Dakota, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Utah, and West Virginia. White House backed down in confrontation with the top ethics officer and announced it will publicly disclose waivers that have been handed out quietly to former lobbyists to work in the administration. Women in Russia spend about 30% of their income on beauty products, according to the Perfumery and Cosmetics Association of Russia, far more than in higher-income countries. British intelligence agency M15 claims it was dealing with about 500 active investigations relating to 3,000 people of interest and that it had foiled 18 plots of various seriousness since 2013. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.